All right, now I've got my first live interview of the morning. I want to welcome Patty and Connor to the show. Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
So this is Patty Mitchley, who runs the Whangaroa Youth Movement dance classes, and the dance show is on, not this weekend, but the one after.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes, and it's so cool to have you in the studio, Patty, because we've talked a lot about interviewing you, but never done it.
You know, I've been averse.
You've been averse to it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whereas, Connor, you're very comfortable behind a microphone. You've been here a couple of times.
Yes.
You sing and all that, so this is probably pretty mild for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the show, this year's show is called Life on Mars. You tell us what it's about.
Okay.
Aside from all your students dancing from age, what, 5, 6, through to about 18?
Yeah, 6 or 7 to 18.
Right,
this
okay,
year.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's kind of about the story. We've made a story around, you know, how the billionaires are trying to get us to Mars.
Oh, I wondered if that was about that. Okay, cool.
Yeah. And, yeah, so we kind of go there. To Mars in the show.
Okay.
We get there and we realise, oh, no, this isn't that great, so we're going to turn around, come home and have a look, a cold, hard look at, yeah, what's going on here.
Okay. And have you got, you've got visuals? You usually have some visuals.
Yeah. We're using projection, but it's all kind of sourced online this year.
Okay.
Yeah. We didn't have Ella.
Didn't have Ella to do some.
Yeah.
And I'm going to do some edits.
Oh, of the visuals.
Just some like duty-free pop culture edits.
Okay.
If you don't follow Sidekick on Instagram, then you wouldn't know what he's talking about. But
well, I know his DJ name's duty-free. So
yeah. Con does these kind of pop culture freaky little
supercuts.
And he's going to do a bit of that.
Some sci-fi ones.
So, Connor, you were a part of the show is mostly girls, usually, but, Connor, you were, when Patty first started doing this 22 years ago, you and there were quite a few boys involved. You were dancing.
There was a few. Was it just me, Nat, and Joel?
Jimmy.
And did Jimmy do it?
I think Jimmy did. There
was maybe Jimmy did one.
I did this thing where I put all the footage together for over the first 20 years, and there were quite a few boys at the start. Like, there was a whole...
Pounamu was there for a little while.
Yeah.
Natty
yeah.
was definitely there.
Yeah.
Is it a different energy, with especially when the kids are little?
Oh, yeah, boys are difficult. Sorry, got to say.
Like, I coach sport and I coach...
Not me.
I coach mixed teams a couple of times. Coaching soccer, mixed teams a couple of times. And it is... Before I had kids and all that sort of thing, I was very idealistic about it, but there was a fairly clear-cut difference between the way they handled things.
Yeah, and how you have to manage them,
yeah.
For sure. I feel sorry for Ruthie.
With the drama classes.
Yeah. She's got to deal with boys.
Yeah, she keeps them all under control, I'm sure.
She does.
So when you've got a theme like Life on Mars, first of all, where do you... Because every year you have a theme, where does that come from?
I kind of, it's sort of social commentary, things that we're feeling in the world right now.
Yeah.
Stuff that, I don't know, maybe I'm experiencing conversations that I've had with the kids, with my kids, with people.
Yeah.
It's stuff that's kind of boiling or simmering underneath but not really talked about. So we just, run with something like that.
And then, how does that inform the dance? Because that's the bit I don't... I wouldn't be very good at making that happen. I wouldn't know how to do that.
Yeah, we kind of have to create a narrative, so...
We definitely start with the music a lot of the time.
Yeah. Okay.
And that helps you to find characters and... Yeah.
And a narrative, really.
And a narrative.
Okay, so the music's that important.
It's so important.
It's so important.
Right, okay.
I really, don't stop. I, don't stop until it's perfect.
Yeah.
With the music.
And we don't always agree.
No.
Like, we had an alternate ending.
So who's in?
And everyone went against me.
who else is deciding? I thought it was...
Ruby Gibbs.
Oh, yeah.
And
Yeah, we have to kind of agree as a group to know that it's the right journey in the show, and that's really dictated by the soundtrack.
Even though it wasn't the one that I wanted, it's the right journey.
It's the right one.
you've concluded that.
I was like, I don't want Taylor Swift.
Oh, yeah. No, I get
but
it.
But it's perfect.
I get it. Yeah.
She can be polarizing, but...
Well, anyone who's like hugely popular like that, the people who aren't into music are like, I mean, people like that about you too.
Yeah.
When I was in my 20s, like, yeah, they like you too or they hate them because they feel swamped by all the people who like them.
Totally. Coldplay's got that same thing, right?
Yeah, they've got that going on at the moment. Mm. Well, I have done for a while. Okay, so the music's important, and sometimes I do wonder actually where you find your music, because I'm always interested in it, because I usually there's some songs in it that I'll end up playing on the radio, because I haven't heard them before, or I've heard them differently, because I've seen them in the show.
This one definitely started with me typing in like alien songs, outer space songs. Like leaving home songs.
Did alien weaponry come up?
No.
That would have been interesting. Yeah. Do a dance to alien weaponry.
The alien songs are funny though. Yeah. Both of them.
They're cute.
Okay.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Mm.
Lots of searching, lots of thinking. And then the lyrics have to suit as well for me.
Yeah. I knew that there had to be billionaires. And I knew there had to be aliens, but apart from that, we didn't really know what the other characters were.
Billionaires and aliens. Actually, they go. The billionaires are a bit alien.
100.
Yeah. Yes,
yeah. That's actually the thread in the show.
And they're actually played by the same group.
Group.
Good. Yep. Yeah, I like it. Yeah, no, that's good. That works. I was always intrigued by this idea, because they keep saying, "Oh, if we can get life going on Mars, then it's like a backup planet. Humanity's got a backup option." And I'm like, if you can get life going on Mars, you can easily repair the Earth.
100%.
Like, that would be a dot all compared to trying to get things going on Mars. Because there are some scientific people who talk about actually how impossible it is. So yeah, but I guess that part of your part of your
there is no
isn't it?
There is no plan B.
Yeah, not really.
Yeah.
But this is quite a big planet. Like, we tend to say we've got one planet, and so we think one is a small number, but it's actually quite a big planet.
Yeah.
Have you tried going around it? Like, it takes a while. You know, there's all these different places. Okay, so the music is key. You've got all different ages. So do the kids do they ever bring music? Does that happen at all?
Yeah, it has happened
before. Because this is a visioning thing, so this is quite a high-level thinking kind of a thing.
Yeah, like I try to take on a lot of what different kids say. Like if they've got an idea, I will try to incorporate it.
Yeah.
This particular soundtrack, that did not happen.
Okay.
Yeah. We were just talking before Con got here about, you know, when you've been doing something for a long time, it's like, can almost feel like you're repeating yourself, because this is our 22nd show.
Yeah.
And I wanted to kind of stop, well, find a way to evolve. So I've let Con just really come in and influence some things and push the envelope a bit more.
Right. Oh, you mentioned that, Connor, when you arrived. That was part of your role, envelope pushing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Not that.
Because that's something, like, we're pretty much the same age, I think, Patty, and that's something I've found is that you've got so much stuff on autopilot. You can do so many things on autopilot as you get older that it can be quite challenging to force yourself out of there. And you need someone like Connor to come in with a different, or anyone really, to come in with a different angle. But I know, like, you're DJing a lot, Connor. You must have. You're a reasonably big knowledge of music that's out there, although the world is so full of music these days, it's impossible to cover everything.
It is really hard to cover everything. I'm like, oh my gosh, they're still new.
Yeah. And I think also because India had a baby this year, so I haven't had access of India like I would normally have.
So for people who don't know, in fact, the whole story, Connor is Patty's son, and India and Ruby they're about your age, aren't they?
Yeah.
Connor? And you guys were all part of the very first group of kids who came through Whangarei Youth Movement.
Mm. And India's the only one that went on to study tertiary dance.
Dance
professionally.
And dance professionally, yeah. Mm. I know I've had her in the studio talking about that as well, so that's pretty cool. Now she's back, based here, and has been helping out, but she's a little distracted.
Yeah,
right now.
She was there yesterday, though.
Although she has done some choreo for this show. We managed to squeeze her in. And also,
I hold the baby while she's...
Oh, yeah. But you know what this means? Of course, second generation of kids at Whangaroa Youth Movement.
Yeah.
I don't know if there have been any second generation yet.
We're getting there. It's getting close to that. I'm kind of a bit daunted by that. That means I've been doing it a really long time.
Yeah, well, we keep saying 22, so... But maybe that brings it home a bit more.
Yeah, yeah. Totally.
You'll have to get like a little walking cane and things.
Yeah. And also we've had another choreographer, Jordan LaHood, who's here in Raglan. She's a professional dancer and she's like brought some edge.
Okay. Mm. So we might see something a little different.
You will.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm. What about the set? Like the set each year when we're in the hall, so that's every second year.
Mm. The set's a secret.
Okay, the set's a secret.
Well, we're on radio, so we're not going to see it. Oh, is it a total secret?
It's a secret because it's just an idea at the moment. We're hoping that it works out.
I don't want to overpromise.
Yeah.
Well, Cy Willison's been helping us for the hall shows for a long time.
Yeah, for a long,
yeah,
long time.
Yeah, since we did the... I can't even remember what it was called anymore. There were mermaids.
Neverland.
Neverland, yeah. And he did that incredible tree with a clock in the middle.
Oh, yeah, I remember and then that.
And then all the leaves of the tree were paper boats because you get to Neverland by paper boat.
And how many paper boats were folded?
I think 100? We did about 50? 300.
300?
Yeah.
Yeah, those umbrellas you did last time, they're easier.
They were not easier. That took me and Gav 8 hours to hang those.
Really?
Yes. They look like they'd just been opened and thrown up in the air, but that
you've
is not
what
happened.
You've got good support for setting up this year, have you? We don't need to put a call out, do we?
No.
Just while we're here. Okay, so the set. We'll see how the set goes. You're still doing it at the front of the hall? The entry side of the hall?
Yeah, at the back of the hall.
The back of the... Yeah. It's the front of the back is... It's the front because the front door's there, but it's the back because that's where you have your backs to normally. But no one uses the stage.
No, even Ruthie, when we do, Ruthie uses the stage.
I think she does. When we do Whangaroa Talent Factory, we build another stage in front of the stage.
Yeah.
To get a... Because it, I don't know, it feels a little disconnected, I think. And there's
it's
no
too
space.
High,
yeah.
And if you're sitting on the floor, you can't see.
It's also slightly raked.
Yeah, slightly falling forward.
Yeah. Oh, which they are when they're in old halls.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense if it's up high to have a... But you can't have too much slope. People will just tumble off at some point.
So we spin the hall around and put the audience up there.
Mm.
And we use the back of the hall as the stage. So you're looking down at the work, which is the ultimate for dance.
Really, we want some seating that like scaffolds up, don't we? That gets higher and higher at the back.
Really, we want a theatre in Raglan.
A theatre. Well, there are people who want to build a big sports venue.
Mm.
I know that the idea is
sports venue.
Sorry, Connor. It would have to be combined like basketball, volleyball, dance. Then the Artware would have a bigger venue. Like, this town's too small to have two different venues of that size. We're lucky to have the...
No, I actually love sports. I'm lying. Tennis and netball.
Tennis and netball. Okay. Now, I want to talk about... Patty, I want to talk about your philosophy of teaching the kids. Because when I interviewed India, she talked about going off to dance school, and which is probably not exactly what they called it, but her ability to improvise and come up with her own ideas was a lot more than most of her classmates because of the way you teach dance, and which is with a lot of input from getting the kids to figure out their own stuff. Where did that all come from?
So when I did my uni papers, I ended up teaching the teacher trainees at uni who have to do arts curriculum papers. And I was teaching the dance part of the arts curriculum. And really the way that we work is based off that, as in like New Zealand school arts curriculum.
So what is the philosophy? Do they state the philosophy?
It's just that you want to, it's creative. It's not about following anything. It's about learning how to make dancers.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how to express
ideas, stories. Mm. Yeah.
Can you read a dance when you see some other people dancing? Can you read the message in the dance? Because I can't really do that.
Well, you just get what you get with dance.
Okay, like all creative stuff.
Like all artwork.
Yeah.
Whatever it does to you, that's what it is to you, you know. Whatever it ignites.
Because I know we've had this conversation off the air a little bit in the past, because when I was coaching sport, the philosophy I was working with was kind of similar, where you don't dictate to the kids what they do when they're out there. They've got to, it's got to come from them. The decision-making's got to come from them. Otherwise, they can't do it as well.
Well, they can't own it.
And if you're doing something creative and you're not owning it, what are you doing? That seems to be the thing. So does that... I'm trying to think, what does that look like? If people are watching you teach, what does that look like?
I actually just send the kids off to make dances in dance class.
Okay.
Like, we'll do a warm-up and do some stuff together, like where I lead or they follow, just so that they're learning some movement vocabulary. And then the second half of the class, they're always going off into groups to make dances. And sometimes I give them a theme, or I'll give them choreographic tools so that they're learning about the tools that you need to create dance.
Yeah.
As an art form, like as a cohesive kind of piece of work. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm not up the front going, do this, and your foot goes exactly there.
Yeah.
That's not how we work.
And tell me about synchronization, because like when you're coaching sport, you see the little kids and you want them to think like a team and act like a team and pass the ball. And when you see small kids dancing, you're like, you guys need to be more synchronized. And then you're like, they're little kids, like, and they're like their brain is not developed for that. But so do you worry about that at all?
I don't. I just sort of let it be what it is. What I do say to the little kids is, a dance is not a race, and all together at the same time. I win. Yeah,
that is funny. And you watch the little kids, and they're all checking with each other.
Yeah.
About
what's going on.
Yeah, checking to see if they're doing the right thing, but all off each other. So, do you tend to find, is there a child in the group who's happier to lead?
Yes, 100%. You put them up the front.
Right. Not at the back.
The managerial role.
The managerial role.
Yeah. Were you that kid, Connor?
I was a bit older.
When you started, yeah.
But I probably was.
And you danced with India, and she was always that role.
Yeah.
Okay. It was clear from the start that India was going to be a good dancer.
Yeah.
Does it... I keep comparing it to the sport, but that's the only thing I know. With the kids' sports, sometimes some develop later and some develop earlier. Do you know early on who's going to be the good dancers? And even do you care? Because my philosophy as a soccer coach was, I don't care who the best players are.
Yeah,
so it's about...
It comes and goes.
Yeah,
sometimes people shine more than other times.
100%.
And even within one dance.
Okay.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, that's when I watch this person.
Yeah, it's interesting. Ask me that again. I just got lost.
Oh, so my brain's already thought of the next question. Okay. I forgot what I asked as well. That's why I don't know.
That's why we bought Connor.
What did you say, Connor?
Oh.
Yes, we got as well.
Next question.
This is how you dance. You don't go back.
No,
you're in the flow and you just go with it. Here's a different question, Patty. Why do you always cry at the end?
From pride, probably, for them, from feeling so proud of the kids, from exhaustion, probably.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I guess it's the investment of many, many hours of work and seeing something evolve.
And it's always someone's last year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's actually the main thing.
That, true.
Especially when you've had them for
Actually, that is exactly. Yeah. That's probably the one, the number one thing.
And it's a bit of a, it's almost a bit of a competition now.
They're the trying to make me cry. Make
me, how quickly. They,
I love that it's always on camera.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's one line from 1 year that we always quote.
And then you put that in their video.
In the video. We just have such a good time together.
Yeah, I'm usually zooming in. For folks who don't know, for about 10 years, because my daughter was, Jordan was in it, and my other daughter, Adie, I think, for a little bit. But yeah, I would film and edit it, and I always made sure I had a good microphone. Well, a microphone, not a good one, just down the front near you guys. So we could,
I had no idea you were doing that.
We could hear things properly. Well, there'll be a little camera set up that just on the floor, just looking on a funny angle, but that was close enough to get the sound. And then, yeah, and then I'd be at the back with the zoom lens, like zooming in.
Is she going to cry?
Yeah, yeah. And there was that, I know when it was my daughter's last year, their idea was to get you to dance with them. So, yeah.
Jordan.
Yeah. Yeah, there was a lot of scheming about that.
Yeah, I'm like, what's happening? I don't even understand what's going on right now.
Yeah, well, they were trying to find a way to make it significant for their year.
Yeah.
So, yeah. That's what goes on. Folks, we're talking to Patty Mitchell and Connor about life on Mars. Well, and actually, if I just leave that sentence there, that sounds really weird. That's the name of the show this year that the Whangarei Youth Movement, the kids from ages about 6 and 7 through to 18, will be putting on. They're broken into year groups of about six,
yeah,
Six groups. And the older ones get to do a few more dances. Mm.
This year, the oldest group are doing 3 dances.
Okay.
Mm.
Are they ready?
That's a lot.
Yeah.
Last week, I was like, yeah, they're ready. Yeah.
Only as recently as last week.
Yeah.
Yeah. All the dances are really different as well for that group.
Right, okay. This is a question I've never thought of. Does each age group, do they end up a little bit with their own style or their own approach or their own little subculture?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, they do. They really embrace what the theme or the idea around their dance is. Mm. And they go hard on it.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah. I'm thinking of one group that was quite a few generations back. I think it had one of the Toxwood girls in it, or maybe both of them.
Mm-hmm.
And they all left the same year. So as a group, they were really, really tight, but they danced so well.
It was luck.
Yeah, yeah, they danced so well together. You could just see how close they all were.
Yeah, that's Kimmy.
And Terry and Reeve.
Yeah. Oh, they were both the sisters in it.
No, Indy was a bit younger. But,
oh, yeah, sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a really special group. There were many tears that year.
The one in the video that always makes me cry.
That was luck when we, and there, no, it was about social media and how media is affecting us, how our faces are in our phones. And they weren't even so bad back then. Now it's even worse.
I know, because that was, because I edited it, I kind of remember some of it quite well. That was 2014.
Really?
Yeah, or about then. Yeah, maybe Wow. Yeah.
They're all a blur now.
Yeah. Yeah. This is a little bit of a blur. 22 years. No feeling that you want to wind up at any stage? It doesn't seem like it. Like,
I'm still okay.
Do you need to renew yourself? I'm asking this question for myself now because I've been doing this for 12 years.
Mm.
Do you need to renew yourself?
Well, because there's new blood coming in all the time. They kind of do it for you.
Yeah, that's a good point, actually. Yeah. Yeah. Mm. They can bring the energy.
They can bring the energy.
I should interview more children.
Yeah.
Although it's hard work. They come in a little bit shy. Connor, you're not going to sing a song?
No.
I just asked that because that's why you did that for all of the... When you were dancing, you also sung a song.
Oh, yes. I did used to always sing a song.
And who chose the first song in the first year? Because there was a bit about there, like there's a line in it, like I want to be a star or something like that.
Oh,
who
that
chose
song.
That song?
I think you chose it.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah.
I love that song though. Yeah. It's amazing.
Who is that artist?
It's Mahina Rangitoka.
Yeah. That's a beautiful track.
You should play it.
Mm.
It's called When I Grow Up.
When I Grow Up.
Oh, okay.
Mm.
All right. I'm going to remember that. because I know because I've got another interview coming up. Jasmine's going to be in from the Environment Centre fairly soon.
Cool.
So we should give people useful information about the dates, date and time, and how to get in and all that.
Okay, so Life on Mars is at the Raglan Town Hall, December 7th and 8th, so Saturday and Sunday. Saturday, 1 p.m. and 6:30 p.m.
Yeah.
And Sunday, 1 p.m. And we just do door sales.
Yeah.
Yep, so bring your cash. There's no FPOS. And the show is 1 hour long.
Okay. Is it actually a whole hour?
It's a whole, it's the longest show
you've ever done. Yeah, that's quite long.
Yeah, usually I'm 45 to 50 minutes. That extra 10 minutes is...
So the younger groups, like not just the older girls are doing
a
couple or three dances.
Yeah, and also the soundtrack has dictated it. And we've got some 5 and 6 minute tracks in there.
Oh, wow. Mm. You're not just like cutting them short.
We did not. We did do one edit. We did cut one
but
track
only one.
Short.
Yeah, because I had noticed that they sometimes are cut short.
Mm.
Cause
not very often, but only if it's required.
Just long songs.
Yeah.
Okay, or if people are getting tired.
Yeah.
Fitness is an issue for a dancer?
They just got to be fit. They got to be.
Well, if you're doing dance practice twice a week, you should get reasonably fit, I would have thought. Yeah, yeah. All right, guys, really good to have you in the studio, and I hope all goes well.
Hey, thanks heaps, Aaron.
Thanks, Aaron.
No, it was really good. I wanted to talk about these things for a long time. Mm. So, yeah.
We'll see you at the show.
Okay, see ya.
Bye.
All right, folks, we're going to have a little break. And as I said before, mentioned, we're going to be talking to Jasmine from the Environment Centre shortly.